you never heard of.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk.
Ooh, that was a good one.
It was good.
You guys say that every time, but then I listen to it later and I'm like, no, oh, sounds like...
No, we don't say that every time. That one kind of like drug out. I felt like you were like the announcer of, you know, the ring or like the fighting.
Ring?
Then, you know, the...
Oh, UFC.
Yeah, where he's like, are you ready to rumble?
It's time!
What's his name? That was,
Bruce Buffer. Yeah. And then his brother. God, there's another Buffer that's huge. Does the UFC.
We were watching the NASCAR race on Sunday, and he was on. Well, he just was talking, right? But he was in a ring.
Yeah.
And I said, Ben, is that that guy that says that?
They had him as like an opener, like
hyping up
the season or the race.
Maybe
or whatever.
You should start with, like, dragging it out. Like,
I am not a hype man.
Yeah. Well, like, ready.
Bruce Buffer, he's the one that does the UFC now. He gets paid. Like, and
just
you need
to
him.
Say that.
You need him. Yeah.
Think about that.
Well,
his voice
gets the crowd hyped.
If you got a good voice.
How old is he? Because I think he looks pretty good for being
an
older gentleman.
Yeah.
I think he's had some work done, though.
Probably. I don't know. I just know that he makes bank doing it. I don't know.
You're not checking out his Botox and fillers?
Not so much.
Okay. Well, anyways.
Ooh, there we go.
It's time. Yeah.
Okay.
It's time.
Let's get to it.
It's the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kind of.
So we don't, this is one of our non-guest episodes.
We don't need no stinking guests.
We got the common folks sitting around the table here, and there's something that's been bothering me for a couple of weeks.
Oh, Andy, watch out.
Let's hear it.
It's been bothering me for a while, actually, but in the last couple of weeks, I had some interactions that we'll get into, but what is it? It's... self-checkout.
Mm-hmm.
It's non-manned checkout.
Registers,
okay. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I guess all the places are doing it now, but where I get it the most is at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
I don't really shop for anything else. So I guess that's the only reason why I see that.
Well, what about Walmart? They do groceries, and sometimes they're the cheapest groceries.
That's been where I run into it.
Plus we don't really have a Walmart close.
No.
Okay. So,
and Target, no. Yeah. I mean, there's just nothing.
But but all of those businesses are doing it.
Yeah.
You're starting to see it at some fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, McDonald's is doing it.
Yep.
Who else? I mean,
different automation systems. Well, here you go. Gas pumps have been doing it for years. Years.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I had a terrible situation. Back in my younger years where, you know, pay at the pump type stuff, and it wasn't working. I almost got in big trouble for that. And it wasn't my fault that the machine wasn't working. So
like you filled up and ran?
That's what I got accused of. But I actually went, the damn thing wasn't reading my card, wasn't working, you know. And this is like when I was still in college. Mm-hmm. So you're talking a while ago, and I could tell it just wasn't acting right. It wasn't reading my card, but it pumped the gas finally, like on my third or fourth try, knowing that it didn't feel right. And even though I typed in the information, gave it my PIN number, all that stuff, I went in and got a 6-pack of beer that I didn't need because I already had a case of beer on ice. I mean, I plan ahead.
Of course.
You know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what the hell? I'll just get another 6-pack here of this kind. I like this beer too. And so when I went to pay for it, I told the clerk. I said, hey, I was on pump 3 or 4, whatever it was. It was acting goofy. I think I paid for it because it finally pumped my gas. But I just wanted to come in and make sure. And here's my beer. And he goes, oh, here, let me check it out. Nope, you're paid up. You're good to go. And then he rung up my beer and I walked out, you know, and I was on my way. I get a call about 90 minutes later, about an hour and a half later, and I'm just cruising down the highway. And it is my mom saying, I have state trooper so-and-so on the line. He needs to talk to you.
Stop it.
Yeah. So, this state trooper just right away got in on me. He goes, we ran your plates. We saw you. pump the gas and drive off.
Oh, so they got you on the camera was the deal.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, and he goes, so you thought you got away at the free tank of gas? Think again, buddy. We're going to do this. We're going to get you for this and that, you know. And I go, whoa. I knew that machine wasn't working. I felt it wasn't quite working. So I went in there to try and pay. Mm-hmm. And I told the guy. I told the clerk. And I could tell he was standing there on his cell phone looking at the clerk. He goes, did he come in here? And the clerk goes, oh, that was that guy? and then the cop just thought, oh, get out of here. Well, here, you talk to him and figure this out. And then I'm like, no. I want to waste your time now. Right, you know. But anyway, so it... there's a perfect case of it right there, yeah. You know, where those automation systems don't work.
And that was part of what got me thinking about this. I was talking to somebody, and I can't remember exactly who it was, but it was somebody that worked at one of these grocery stores or in the industry or something. Mm-hmm. And they said that the company that they work for is actively moving towards getting rid of these things because of shrinkage or theft.
Right. That's a huge issue.
Yeah, they've started to quantify mm-hmm. how much money they're actually losing mm-hmm. by having these self-checkouts.
How do they know?
Oh, really? There's a lot of really good metrics. I had to take a shrinkage class for my mm-hmm. business degree. Mm-hmm. And so they got a pretty good idea of how much stuff grows legs and kind of walks out the door.
Okay. One other thing I thought was interesting, this dude told me that they literally know of people coming in. How did he say they were doing it? Somehow they had like a barcode or something.
Oh, sure. They make their own stickers.
Like on their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So as they were moving the product across the line, mm-hmm. they were actually scanning their hand.
Yeah. Stop.
So the hand was like a dollar product or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they would throw their stuff in the bag, and then they just did that. And then they'd walk out of there with a, you know, $10 bill and $100 worth of
sure.
items or
but
whatever.
Every item that was on video, grainy, stupid video from mm-hmm. far away that you mm-hmm. can barely tell, showed them scanning it, though.
Yeah.
So he had 12 items. 12 items got scanned.
Yeah. And don't they, at least I know of a local place, some of them have weighted scales. They like know how much 5 apples is going to
sure.
weigh.
Sure. Yeah. I've run into that too at, let's say, Walmart, where I'll get let's say, a 12 pack of beer. And if I don't put it where it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. it says, oh, put that there, put mm-hmm. it there. Mm-hmm. And I'll put it in my cart because I'm going to push it back out. And that the machine will start flashing at you. Nope, don't do that.
And but, I don't know what the, how that's exactly set up because mm-hmm. I've seen it both ways. I've had that thing happen to me and I've had it happen the other way where like, and we've all probably run into this where you set something down that you didn't scan, but it didn't say anything.
Mm. Yes.
And then you notice like, oh crap, I forgot to scan that. So then you scan it, you know, or whatever.
Sure.
Like, so I don't know how they have those scales set up. I'd imagine it's so much data that they probably have a hard time
yeah.
keeping up with it.
It definitely opens a window for shoplifting. Like a 100%. Whole another door gets mm-hmm. opened up when, and I mean, you can't even trust the biggest part of shrinkage back in the day used to be, and I think it still is far and away. Employees steal the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah.
Now you're basically saying the entire population's an employee. So what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
Shrinkage exactly. is going to go
through
the roof.
Good point. Yeah.
Why do you think they thought this was such a brilliant idea and then are deciding to renege on it because we can't get employees?
I think they wanted to cut employees out of it. That's the most expensive part, right?
That's what people. I was thinking.
I always had the assumption that they understood that there was going to be shrinkage, but they mm-hmm. did the math where they said, okay, we're going to lose X amount of product, but we're also going to cut X amount of payroll.
Yeah.
And we're going to be ahead. So the business math is that we're actually making more money by doing this.
You don't have to pay health insurance on shrinkage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have to pay health insurance on an employee mm-hmm. that would hopefully negate that shrinkage.
But what's the reason now are we going backwards? Like, because it's too much? It's exceeding the
Well, that's
the
where
amount?
It would be. It'd be interesting to hear from somebody who's in the thick of it. But yeah, the little bit that I've picked up on is that's exactly what they said, is that there are so many items going mm-hmm. out the door unpaid for that they've decided this is costing us more than it's making us.
Well, and there's definitely that has to be a factor. But there's also another thing coming around, and Walmart's kind of making the headlines on this. If you want me to share, an individual case that involves a law professor from the University of Nebraska who'd been studying Walmart and this very issue shoplifting, shoplifters at these automated checkouts, self-checkout lines. So this case takes place in Alabama, and this lady named Leslie Nurse, she was at Walmart with her family, got a whole cart full of crap, Christmas lights, loaf of bread, all this stuff, right? And her kids were there and her husband's there, and she got stuck on one of those machines, like the, my gas pump, right? It was acting funny, and she knew it. So she called the clerk over, had a clerk come over, sort it out, push the right buttons, reset it, do all the things, right? And then sent her on her way. As she's walking out the door, what do they call this? An asset protection officer.
Haven't you been one of those before?
I wasn't one of them, but I worked with a bunch of them back in the day when I was in retail.
Yes. Right on. So you speak the language, stopped her and looked at her receipt and said, look, you're shoplifting. You know you're shoplifting. Come back with us. And she goes, no, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. And they showed her. She'd walked out with $48 of unpaid items, 11 different items totaling $48. They arrested her, took her down to the station, got her mugshot, all these things, charged her. And then this that criminal case, though, the criminal charges got dropped when Walmart didn't even show up for the trial. They didn't even show up. She was there all worried and, you know, taking on Walmart, you know. Yeah. So the criminal charges got dropped. When that happened, she got to thinking like, well, maybe there's a countersuit sitting here for me. On top of that, what I think really pushed her over the edge, she was still, even after the everything got dropped in the court of law, she was receiving what's called civil recovery law letters, basically threatening letters saying from a third-party law firm, pay us $200 and we'll drop this for you. Well, already, so more red flags. Okay, I got charged for stealing $48. Mm-hmm. Now you want $200.
Yeah.
And my case has been dropped by the court of law because you didn't show up.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, she found a lawyer, and the lawyer's like, oh, we got him. We got your case. And the main testimony came from Ryan Sullivan, an assistant law professor from the University of Nebraska. He'd been studying Walmart in these cases. And in a two-year period, get this, $1.4 million or 1.4 million people had been charged. 1.4 million people total.
Jeez.
Walmart charged for shoplifting in self checkout lines. Out of those 1.4 million people, they paid a total through these letters, $314 million. So by them hiring this third party law firm, threatening them with these letters, they were able to recover $314 million. And if she would have just paid it, like she didn't even mean to, she even had a, a red clerk come over to try and help her. Another thing, so with his testimony, they won and Walmart had to pay her $2.1 million.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's why I think you're seeing this, let's pump the brakes on the self-checkout stuff. Because not only is shrinkage a huge issue and getting bigger and bigger, whether it's nefarious or not, now the lawsuits are coming in, and this is just one of many. And if you have a pool of 1.4 million people now that know about this case, and this took place in Alabama.
Oh, how many? I would do the same thing. Give me 2.1 mil.
If you think about it, I
like,
mean,
that's crazy.
There could absolutely be a case made as an individual for if you're running through that checkout. I mean, number one, if I ever go grocery shopping, as an example, and buy 50 items, I'm not taking that through the self-checkout. But a lot of people probably do.
But Walmart has like two clerks and 500 lanes.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. So at Walmart, maybe you don't have an option. But my point is that when you're sitting there and you're scanning 50 items, I'm sure there's a case that could be made that I wasn't trained to do this.
Yeah, it's not my job.
Yeah, this is not my job. So if something got screwed up and I didn't know it, sorry.
Yeah.
This no one showed me how to do this.
And this is
no
your
one,
machine.
Yeah, right.
And these cases are really mounting up. I was doing a little research on this before we went on, and there's this young gal, you know, college-age girl, and she got accused of not buying a $6 pack of Reese's Pieces. And she, like, started crying. The officers took her back and, like, nope, we're charging you. She's like, I thought I scanned it. Like, go to the video. And the video showed her trying to scan. Like, there's just hundreds and hundreds of stories like that.
So I was thinking that there's got to be video of this lady because, right, there's cameras over there. So go reference that.
So this Leslie Nurse, the one that got awarded $2.1 million, they couldn't, Walmart couldn't produce that video.
Oh, I'm sure they couldn't. Of course,
yeah. And she goes, of course they wouldn't because that would show me getting the clerk and having him come over and helping me.
Well,
goes,
Walmart just gave her the money that they made off of those 1.5 million people that had to pay over to get that third-party person.
No, well, that third-party law firm collected $314 million over 2 years.
Oh, I thought Walmart got it. The third-party people got it.
The third-party collected it. A law firm collected it, sending out these letters.
That's such jank.
But it's for, you know, on behalf of
them. Obviously moved a bunch of it to Walmart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's so wrong.
These things, man, they're like the other – I feel so betrayed by the business when I go in there with these things. Like sometimes I feel like, okay, yep, I've only got two things. I don't want to wait in line. Boom, boom, nice and easy.
Yep.
But the majority of the time, it's like, well, you don't even think I'm important enough to pay an employee to actually check me out and to talk to me and say, hey, how's your day, sir? You know, whatever, kind of thing.
Bag my groceries.
Yeah, like, and plus, in a smaller town, a lot of times you know who the clerk is, the checkout clerk, or it might be a son or a daughter or a nephew of someone you know or whatever, you know? And it's like everyone just works with each other, you know, in those kinds of scenarios. But these places are just like, nope, just go through that self-checkout thing. And I would really like to know what's behind the technology and the equipment in it.
Yeah.
Because I bet you that there's a couple of companies, if not one, that's producing all of this and has been pushing it on all of these retailers, and they're making a mint. Because what really also blows my mind is that what I always imagined was, okay, we go to these self-checkouts, we're scanning our barcodes, we're throwing the things, you know, down in the bag or whatever, it's weighing it, you know, it's building our ticket and charging us, and we do the whole thing. Okay, cool. But what's actually going to be coming, what I always thought was going to be coming, was that every single item was just going to have like an RFID chip in it.
Sure.
So like that lady that you were talking about that, you know, stole $48 from Walmart or whatever it was, you could have a full cart and literally just like walk through a scanner and it would pick up all of those things, boom, 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 just like that. Now you've got it.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Apple ran a commercial like 15 or 20 years ago, long, long time ago, but it showed this punk kid wearing all his black baggy clothes, and it looked like he was totally shoplifting, right? He was just filling his pockets and inside and, you know, putting stuff down his pants. And then he walked through the scanners, and a little green light goes off, and the Walmart greeter or whatever goes, thank you for your business, sir. And he goes, you're welcome. And that's what it was showcasing. It was exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And if you want to go down the rabbit hole, that leads to another question, because I feel like we have the technology to do that, to offer that convenience. Mm-hmm. It would squash shrinkage issues on a large scale, and it would stop people from being accused of committing crimes that they didn't mean to do or didn't, you know, weren't trying to do. Okay, so if all that's good, why? Why aren't we doing that then?
We have
the technology. Yeah. It's like, what's this game? What are we doing? Does Walmart get a kickback, like some government subsidy for stolen goods? And like, well, we don't want to get off that.
Oh,
we don't, like,
shoot,
I don't
they
know.
Might.
I don't know. I just, there's not too many things pointing in, okay, if we're going to do this, we have the technology to do it right and to make it easy and offer the convenience that it was supposed to have. Why?
Well, that's where I'm thinking
why aren't
about
we doing it?
Where I asked that question, like, who are the companies behind this equipment? Because as soon as that happens, all of this equipment that we're currently using is all trash.
Yeah.
So if all of these stores have outfitted themselves with all of these checkouts, you know, over the last 5, 10 years, whatever it is, and now they're getting to a point where they're going, oh man, this isn't really worth it anymore. We're losing money. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to pull these things out and trash them. I mean, what else are you going to use them for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then maybe after that, here comes the RFID thing where everything just automatically gets scanned.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it one by one. It's just everything's sending out a signal, and that's that.
Yeah. So Are you alluding to people getting greased? And if on a government scale, or are you just saying like an independent scale, like let's say checkout company A got a hold of the guy he needed to get a hold of, who's in charge of the purchasing power, and says, "Hey, here's your free Bahamas, you know, all this stuff." Yep. And I just feel like the free market would straighten that out pretty quick if it was allowed to.
Well, I think that's what we're seeing is that, you know, as bad as thieves are, they're kind of riding this ship. but
whether they meant to be or not.
Right. But on the other side of it, and I'll tell you a little story, there's honest people who are also thieves, so to speak, that are riding this ship. So what got me thinking about this really more in depth a couple of weeks ago was I was at a store, you know, it's primarily self-checkout, so I've got my items. I didn't have that many items, like four or five of them. One of them just would not scan. So what do you do? You start looking around. Where's the person that's helping this cube of checkouts or whatever? Mm-hmm. Nobody. Okay. All right. Well, damn it. So I look down at the machine. Okay, there's got to be something here I touch. Oh, yep, there's assistance, request assistance. So I hit the button. Okay. Then the light above my thing, you know, is flashing.
Yep, now it's red and it's flashing. Everyone's looking at you.
Help me.
So then I start looking around. And probably three people that were actual workers, you know, I'm looking around. I see them. We make eye contact. I could see that they had already looked at my flashing light. We make eye contact and they look down and go back to doing what they're doing.
Oh,
so they didn't want to help you.
Whether they didn't want to help or it wasn't their job, or maybe they don't know how to.
Yeah, you know, that's not their area.
Yeah, maybe they don't have the code.
See, you're so nice there. Yeah. I'd have been like, I need your help. I like would have straight said that.
Yeah.
So
that didn't happen. So whoever
he's just a little more quiet.
Whoever was in charge of this group of self-checkouts is apparently nowhere to be found. So I stood there for what I felt like was about 3 minutes, you know, just waiting, watching people come next to me, checking out, leaving, whatever. And I said, you know what? Screw this. So I at that point, my machine's locked up. So I walk over to the machine next to me. I grab all my stuff, scan it. I take that one item that would not scan. I throw it in the bag. The machine doesn't say anything. Like it wasn't detecting the weight or it wasn't telling me there was a problem. It was like a $6 item. Regardless, I paid and left.
Yeah. Well, you did your due diligence more so than what you had to. And also, if they went to the video evidence, it shows you scanning that item a number of times. So I really don't understand what kind of case could have been brought against you, even though you did know that you probably didn't end up paying for that.
And at that point, what my question becomes is like, What do you, Mr. Company, expect us to do? Like, are we just supposed to stand there for 10 minutes and wait for someone to show up? Or, like, what the hell are we supposed to do?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you have to go, like I was saying, go find somebody, but that's a pain in the butt. I feel like that is somebody's job to be standing there manning all those. Maybe they were low staff through this chick or guy somewhere else, whatever. Again, that falls back on the business's problem. Did the state trooper call you like Andy or what?
Tough talk me. And I'm like, look, dude, I went in there and tried to pay for it and asked the guy if it ran my card or not. And he said it did. So,
I mean, you got a point there. I don't know what the heck you do. It is kind of ridiculous.
It's something that I planned on using. So I'm not just gonna leave it and then walk out. That pisses me off. And I guess maybe I kind of justified it in my mind because it was just a few bucks. But on the other hand, again, it's like, you know what, sorry for you. You know, you lose this $6 because you decided not to have someone here to help me check out.
That reminds me, like, I screw those machines up like it's my job. I'm terrible at it. So I actually try not to use them unless I only have one or two items. And then that's a good place for it, right? Where it does offer you that convenience and there's not a big line for other places, it's not that way. But especially like if I'm getting produce and now I have to weigh it.
Oh, yeah, you got
it.
I'm like a dead man walking there. I can't do that. But Ashley's really good at it. She speaks the language. She can pay part of it with cash. She can use a gift card and this and that. Wow, I don't know how you're doing that, but that is awesome.
You know what another thing is? We had an episode on this. It probably would have been a year ago where we talked about like machines that will, like, it automatically recommends a tip.
That too.
Even if you don't even have a worker, that happens all the time at these things.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to round up to donate to, you know, feeding the hungry or whatever it is?
Yeah.
What do you think the effect is on how often people click yes in that scenario compared to when it's an actual worker
person
looking at them and saying,
remember when I said would you like I did to round that? Up? Now I don't. Because you got, like, it's, you guys were like, so you so do
much,
that?
It's so much easier to just, if no one, like, I mean, literally, like, it doesn't, you kind of feel bad when someone, like, straight up asks you.
Right,
you know, you kind of feel like, oh, I should be a good person and do this.
Yeah.
When it's just the machine asking you, it's like, no.
I feel that, I don't know, not that a different way, but I have no problem telling somebody no, because it's not them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What annoys me, and I said this before in the last one, we're going down a rabbit hole, is you go through a coffee shop and you go through the drive-thru and they were like, do you want a tip? They're straight asking me if I want to give you a tip. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to tell you no, because you asked me.
We kind of tapped into something with that tipping episode, because I'm seeing a lot more buzz about that.
There is.
But now I say no, just so you know.
But I just think, I think it would be extremely interesting if someone did a study on how, like, on the self-checkouts compared to the manned checkouts, how much extra money are they getting for those donation things?
Right.
I bet it's dramatically different.
Oh, I don't think they ask anymore now where we shop recently.
Do.
They do. They haven't asked me in a long time.
I get asked all the time
To round up?
Oh, yeah. On behalf of St. Jude's or whatever. There you go. Mm-hmm. Boom. Oh, you don't care about sick kids? Like, right. Jesus.
Right.
You know, I just wanted a carton of milk and two pounds of bananas.
There's one. We can stop about it after this, because that's not today's topic. But there's a gas station that I go to that, like, it seems like every month or every couple of weeks they're running something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to the point with a lot of clerks where they're like, yeah, do you want to round up your change? And then they're just, like, looking at you, and I'm like, round up my change for what?
Yeah.
And then they got to, like, shuffle around, and they're like, oh, you know, it's to help the police department or whatever it is, you know, whatever they say. And I'm like, you didn't even take the time to go through the explanation.
Wow, that this cause really means a lot to you, doesn't it? Yeah. And it just rotates through stupid stuff, whether it's it's not stupid, but the Humane Society, the Red Cross, the Blue Cross, the Green Cross.
It changes where you go? That's like a thing?
Every month there's something new.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And then they get a virtue signal and they get a grandstand. Mm-hmm. These companies do, and say, like, oh, we donated X amount of dollars to the Red Cross. No, you didn't. You just
asked your customers to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you get to take credit for it. So I hate virtue signaling on a certain level, and I really hate fake virtue signaling, and I really, really hate corporations' fake virtue signaling, probably the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then also having a robot do it for you.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But what I usually end up doing, because I goof them up so bad when I'm especially doing groceries and I have to weigh it, it doesn't work. So I just kind of scan through it, and I try to find something that's the equivalent to what I can buy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, damn it, a lot of times it's the organic crap. I'm like, I would never buy that.
You know? But you have to select
and
that one.
You probably pay more because it says organic. I know.
So they got me. They got me again. Yeah,
at the grocery store, I have definitely run into that where, because we do buy a fair amount of produce. I mean, we eat vegetables and fruits and stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's 4 different kinds of yellow onions.
Oh, my God.
You know, when I grab one that this one's good. I like the sweeter ones a little better, whatever. And so then when I go to check out, there's not a barcode to scan. I have to go in there and find which one it is.
Yep.
And eventually I'm like,
just whatever.
This one, fine. I don't know if it's the same price or not, but, you know.
Yeah, when Ashley wants me to pick up something, some type of greens, you know, to spice this up or whatever, like, I better come home with that. And I don't know if I'm buying the right one or the wrong one. You know, and I definitely don't know if I'm paying for it.
You got charged that or you charged.
Yeah, like cilantro. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
So. Yeah. It is interesting. I don't know. I did not know until you were talking about that people are wanting to reverse this. I really thought it was just fine because everyone's still putting them in.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see the next few years what's actually going to happen.
I think you're seeing the shrinkage. Mm-hmm. I think these lawsuits are happening. You're also, I think they're starting to get backed up, and now you're seeing like patrons fighting in line, like cutting in line, doing this and that, and they can't have that either. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think you're seeing just a number of things kind of point back to, all right, maybe we should just hire a person and have an employee and treat people like people.
Shocking. That might work.
Yeah, so, weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Freaking self-checkout, man. Like I said, there's definitely scenarios where I am happy about it when it's a couple items. And I think that's what companies should do is, and I feel like I might have seen this somewhere, but that it's got a limit.
You know,
it's
10 items or less.
10 items or less, you're allowed over here.
I feel
here.
Like they used to do that.
And I'm really beating up gas stations here. And I actually love pumping my own gas because if I don't want to go in or I don't have to go in, I can just slide my card and get the hell out of there, right? I can really expedite that process. So it is very convenient. But if you've ever been to a gas station, and I grew up with one in a small town where this guy wouldn't let you pump your gas. He came strolling out.
Yep.
Was going to have a conversation with you, whether you liked it or not, about the weather, you know, whatever. But it was great. Like, it was really, it was nice. You were comfortable. You liked that. You enjoyed it. It was part of the process. And that's few and far in between now, as far as I know.
Do they even do that anymore?
Boy, I don't remember the last. When we were in high school, there was a full-service gas station in town, but that was, it was only one.
Yep.
And that one hasn't been around for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know that I've been to one in years.
I've said that before. Like
you have.
That if I could do anything, like if there was any businesses I could start, I could do anything I wanted, that would be one of them. I'd go back full service gas station. Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, have the high school kids working there or whatever, and they're getting to know people and they're learning how to interact and they're doing some physical work and taking care of folks. And that's another thing too that, you know, when you're saying that, first thing that comes to mind to me is, how much money did gas stations lose by not getting those additional sales when they moved to letting people just pay for gas and leave?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they make a ton of money on gas.
No.
They need those Cokes and the burgers and the chips.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So if you've got that that individual, you know, who's handling that for you, and they're saying, hey, can I get you something else? Can I grab you a Coke? Can I grab you a bag of chips or whatever?
Well, and our guy was always quick to never ask for a tip and always wash your windshield. That like you're saying, hire high school kids or let's say college kids over the summer, that would teach them a really good lesson. And like, if you just don't even ask, but you wash this windshield really, really well, I bet you're going to get a tip.
Absolutely.
And you're going to figure things out. You're going to grow a community. You're going to meet people. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's important because we're seeing less and less of that.
Yep.
But then also it fine-tunes you into thinking about, okay, if I want a tip, if I want to get $2 or $5 for washing the front and back windshield, how do I handle that? What do I say? Mm-hmm. You know, you learn all these little things. And we're just, as a basically a nation, I guess, we're being deprived of that.
Right,
you
for
know?
Sure.
Yep. And hopefully some of that stuff is coming back. Like we're starting to see here with the self-checkout lines are getting a little shorter and less self-checkout registers at some of these places.
Well, the person that I heard it from, you know, back to the beginning that says that this particular company is going to be getting away from them because of all the theft and shrinkage, it's a pretty reliable source. So it'll be interesting to see what companies are doing here.
Good. I would like to see humans talk to them, not smile at a camera, because I look horrible on those cameras anyways. Like you just look pale. Yeah. You don't look good.
Terrible lighting.
Yeah. It's bad like, audience. Come on, can you at least do me better than that?
Maybe that's why Walmart didn't produce Leslie Nurse's footage. You're like, honey, you just don't look good.
You just look like Walmart material. We better step this one up.
Yeah, we're doing you a favor on this one.
All right. Well,
that's good. I got that out.
That one was bothering me a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad you have come clean and, you know.
Got off your chest.
Yeah, and exactly.
I think things are, you know, slowly but maybe surely getting back to a better way, a better time, right?
Yeah.
So, cool. I like it.
All right. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right. Well,
done
I guess that's it. Crack another beer and close it out.
Okay.
Later.
All right. See you.